Adras rose from one of the chairs before the desk, revealing himself, and turned to face Malgus. He no longer wore his mask, and his face unmarred and handsome, like Master Zalo's, and with a neatly trimmed goatee, wore smugness with comfort. Malgus recalled the look on Zalo's face when the Jedi had died, and imagined replacing Adras's current expression with one that echoed Zalo's death grimace.
"Doth Malgus," Adras said, his false smile more sneer than anything. "I am sorry I did not announce myself before your outburst."
Malgus ignored Adras and addressed Angril directly.
"Why is he here?"
Angril smiled, all innocence.
"Lord Adras was giving me his complete report of the attack on the temple."
"His report?"
"Yes. He spoke highly of you, Darth Malgus."
Adras took the other chalice on Angril's desk, sipped.
"He spoke highly of me."
Malgus did not play Sith politics well, but he suddenly felt as if he had walked into an ambush. He knew Adras was a favorite of Angril's. Were they setting Malgus up? They certainly could use his condemnation of the peace talks against him. With effort, he got himself under control and sank into the seat beside Adras. Adras, too, sat. Malgus endeavored to choose his words with care.
"The attack on the temple could not have gone better. The plan I developed worked perfectly. The Jedi were caught completely unawares."
He turned to face Adras.
"But your report should have been approved by me before it came to Darth Angril."
He turned back to Angril.
"Apologies, my lord."
Angril waved a hand dismissively.
"No apologies are necessary. I solicited his report directly."
Malgus did not know what to make of that, and did not like that he did not know.
"Directly? Why?"
"Do you believe that I owe you an explanation, Darth Malgus?"
Malgus had misstepped again.
"No, my lord."
"Nevertheless, I will give you one,"
Angril said.
"The reason is simple. I was unable to locate you."
"I'd powered down my comlink while—"
Adras interrupted him, and Malgus had to restrain the impulse to backhand him across the face.
"We assumed you to be checking on the well-being of your woman,"
Adras said.
"We assumed,"
Malgus said.
"Do you presume to speak for Darth Angril, Adras?"
"Of course not," Adras said, his tone infuriatingly unworried. "But when we could not locate you, Darth Angril asked me to speak for you."